So how do you grow an e-commerce business in 2022? So if you're looking to create a stream of income online, whether it be an e-commerce store, digital products or services, in this video, I'm gonna give you the 7 ways that you can actually grow an e-commerce business from what I've learned over the past 12 years online about 2022. And this will be the year that you develop a great website, and we're gonna show you how to grow it right now. All right, so welcome back to Marketing Food Online. It is Damian Roberti, founder and CEO of Marketing Food Online. And in this video, we are going to cover 7 specific things on how to grow an e-commerce business in 2022. So if you're brand new to e-commerce, or if you've already got a store and you're beginning to get some traffic and sales, but you're trying to develop an idea on a few ways to actually get more traffic, but also convert that traffic into buyers of your products or services, I'm gonna give you 7 ways to actually do that. But before we do, if you're brand new to the channel, definitely hit that subscribe button. We've got over 1,000 videos here on Marketing Food Online to help you develop your food business or your e-commerce business in general. I'm actually an e-commerce entrepreneur. I've been online for 12 years, making a full-time living. We've got 6 e-commerce stores. We have 5 YouTube channels. We operate 3 blogs and a couple of other podcasts as well. So we stay super busy, but I have a lot of experience doing what I do. So I'm gonna break down 7 things that will actually work, but you do need to implement them. Don't just sit back and think about them. Do not overplan these things. Simply start out by doing them and see how it works for your business. Number 7, we're gonna go from 7 down to number 1 actually. Be sure to watch the video all the way through, by the way. At the end of the video, I've got 3 more resources that I want you to take a look at that will also help you with your e-commerce business. So number 7 is video content. When you have a website, no matter if it's a product or a service, you need to have video content. And I don't mean go out and hire Steven Spielberg to make some amazing, magical videos. You don't need to pay people thousands of dollars to make them. You can actually just use your phone. Use your phone and create very simple videos, but explanatory videos on how your product or your service will benefit the end user. These are very simple videos that you can implement and upload directly to your Shopify store if you're working with Weebly. If you're working with GoDaddy, all of these videos are very easy to make on your phone. Bring them up, download them onto your laptop, bring them up onto your website and make them explanatory, make them interesting, and educate your customer on the benefits of your product or even how your service will benefit them or their business. If you're selling customer to customer, if you're looking to sell from business to business, whatever it might be, those very simple videos are great ways for people to digest information because a lot of people may not have a lot of time to actually read blog posts or long articles or any of that type of formatted content. It actually works really well for us. We have multiple YouTube channels, as I mentioned before. We actually leverage YouTube, which I'll get into in a minute, because that's actually another one of the top 7 ways to grow your e-commerce business. But making very simple e-commerce videos, they are great, informative, and educational. And they actually, in a lot of cases, will help you convert people, even if you go to Facebook, if you go to social media and you repost those links back to your website, but those videos are on those different social media platforms, they convert a lot of people to buyers and not just watchers or interested people in your product or service. So video content is super, super, super popular. Definitely check it out. In 2022, there's a lot of content that's really being uploaded that is video oriented as opposed to infographics or blogs or long articles. Number 6, you want to grow your e-commerce business in 2022, you definitely need to have gift cards. These are going to be considered e-gift cards, if you want to call them that. But gift cards are a great cash flow and a great way to get payment in advance of a product or service. Because a lot of people, if they enjoy your product, no matter what that might be, if it's food, if it's t-shirts, if it's computers and laptops, people who get e-commerce gift cards have a tendency to come back and even spend more money. There's an interesting article that I read online that actually had people who redeemed those gift cards ended up spending 2 times as much money on a website because they found a product that they liked, they used the gift card, but they ended up going above and beyond what they had available on their gift card, so they actually spent more money. Now, Damian, can you do this for a service too? Well, of course you can. You can have any type of product, any type of service, any type of item that you are going to be selling can be sold through a gift card because in essence, you're just getting cash up front and the end user will redeem that gift card for whatever it is they're interested in. Number 5, believe it or not, a blog on your website. Yes, Now, you don't have to become a professional blogger to do this. And a matter of fact, even in some cases, you can get some people on Fiverr, I use quite frequently, Fiverr, to create very simple articles that are SEO optimized. But the reason why I say a blog is because it has a very big impact on your website being found on Google. And when you SEO and you optimize these particular blogs or very short articles, those things are great ways to leverage additional traffic to your website. A lot of people say, well, blogging is so saturated. Not if you're using a blog for a specific business, and that is all of your website is a blog itself. But if you have a website with a product or service, add a blog to it, and that will increase your SEO chances of being found on Google. We've actually now ranked for nearly 200 sets of keywords on our Marketing Foot Online website. So we actually frequently upload blogs almost on a daily basis to our website, because that brings traffic over to our other products and our other services. So we don't necessarily leverage a blog for just having a blog. We use it for SEO purposes, and we link it up to a lot of our other accounts, such as Facebook and social media, LinkedIn, even Pinterest, believe it or not. But a lot of that traffic is generated because of the fact that we have a blog. So don't underestimate the power of a blog on your website. Definitely something you need to look at. Now, number four, you might be thinking this is kind of odd, but believe it or not, it is a powerful, overlooked social media platform. It used to not be that way, but LinkedIn. We actually use LinkedIn to connect with a lot of professionals who are on a whole nother level. This isn't just simply social media platforms such as the Twitter or the fly-by-night Facebook post or something on Pinterest. Professionals go to LinkedIn. If you have a product and you want to develop that product and you want to get it into the marketplace, LinkedIn has 750 million registered users worldwide. We've actually developed nearly 10,000 connections on LinkedIn over the past two and a half years because of our business on Marketing Food Online. So we've connected with a lot of people in the food industry, in the marketing industry. And if you happen to have a product, it doesn't matter if you're in the sportwear, if you're into clothing, if you're into technology, there are a ton, millions of people that you could potentially be connecting with on LinkedIn. By creating a simple page dedicated to your business, your e-commerce business, in 2022, it is very, very, very good idea for you to tap into that available resource on LinkedIn. We've actually used it, and it's been a huge generator of a lot of leads, a lot of connections, a lot of networking. LinkedIn specifically, not necessarily all of the social platforms, but LinkedIn is one that you need to take a look at in 2022 if you want to grow your e-commerce business. So next up, number three, yes, a YouTube channel. I highly recommend this because we've actually now developed five or six we've got up and running now. We just built another one out for our food truck entrepreneurs. But YouTube is now an amazing platform to generate a lot of traffic to a website. Well, Damien, how does that exactly work? What do you mean by building videos? I don't have time to make videos. You don't need a lot of time, and they don't need to be professionally made. They can be simple, easy. They can even be shorts, YouTube shorts, anything type of video content that you can produce on YouTube. Make sure you optimize the title, the description, and get some great keywords in there, because that's going to help some SEO when it comes to sending traffic back to your website to sell more products on your e-commerce store. If it's a digital download, you need to create a YouTube mini commercial and explain the benefits of that digital download. And below it in the description section, put a link or a back to the website so people can buy it. There's a lot of ways that you can use YouTube. We actually use it in a multitude of ways, and it helps out with SEO. Why? Because Google, which is the world's largest search engine, owns YouTube, which is, by the way, the second largest search engine. And YouTube videos are now being indexed on Google searches. What does that mean, Damien? I have no idea what indexing means. Google will now, under certain keywords, when they're typed into a search box, pull up those videos. You have a YouTube channel, which is absolutely free, by the way. It doesn't even cost you anything to create one. It does take time to build up content and put effort and energy into your videos. But again, they don't have to be meticulous. They don't have to be something like a Steven Spielberg production, as I always say. You can make a simple video, but explain your product. How does your product benefit somebody? If it's a service, well, how can that business benefit from using your service? And then create a link under description section right back to your website. This helps out with SEO as well, because if you go to Google and I typed in a keyword phrase and I found your YouTube video, I would probably watch it if I'm interested in it. And then below it, I would click on the link to find out more. And that simply takes you over to your website. So YouTube comes in at number three as a great way to grow your e-commerce business in 2022. Number two, this is actually a super hot thing right now. It's actually been around, I believe, for about 2 years or so, just a couple of years, but live stream selling. What in the world is that, Damien? Well, the ability to sell a product similar to, think of a QVC, okay? All right, or a home shopping network. But now you have the power to create your own channel and do the same thing. Many of the platforms, I believe Instagram even has this now, is where you can do a live video and sell products live. So while you're demonstrating it, if you're selling water in a bottle or whatever it may be, and you're doing a video and explaining this, people can buy this live while you're on the video doing it. So it almost creates that QVC concept or that home shopping network concept, but live stream selling is expanding rapidly. And if you have a product or service, even a service, it doesn't matter. You can get people to buy a service in advance, and then that way you can sell it that way. So next up, last one, number one, if you want to grow an e-commerce business in 2022, no matter who you are, this will work hands down every single time. And it actually has worked for us for 12 years. And that's why we have 6 e-commerce stores, is you need to be on more than one platform. And what I mean by that is, if you're selling a product, you do not need to rely solely on Amazon. Don't think that Amazon is going to be the only platform that people go to. Now, granted, there's a lot of people who go to Amazon, but not everybody shops Amazon, believe it or not. Not everybody likes to shop on Amazon. So if you're on Etsy, if you're on eBay, if you happen to be on Bing selling, or even Google Shopping, you need to have yourself in a lot of different places. To be successful in e-commerce in 2022, there's a lot of competition out there, but you can still definitely make a lot of money. But don't narrow your focus on one single platform. Make sure that you're on as many as possible. And believe it or not, you might be thinking, well, Damien, I don't know how I can manage like 7 different stores or 6 stores. How do you do that? It's no different than managing one, to be honest with you. Why and how do I look at it that way? Well, because when I log in every single morning on my Amazon account, I'll also log into eBay, Etsy, and of course, if you're on Walmart.com or Google searching, Google Shopping, or even Facebook Marketplace. Every morning I go in, I log into all of these accounts, I see the orders for the day, we produce the product that day, we ship it out to the customer, and then tomorrow's another day. So it's not that much more difficult. It's simply looking at what needs to be sold, what needs to be made, what needs to be shipped. We go through each one of those platforms, we ship the product, and it's out the door. So having one or having three or having four or having six, it's really all relatively the same for us. Of course, over the past 12 years, we've refined our ability to fill those orders, but you need to be in a lot of different places, even on social media. I highly recommend you have a presence on all of them in order to get the word out about your product or service too, but focus your efforts mainly on 2, maybe 3 at the most. And if you hit those hard every single day with different content and links to your products, you're going to sell way more than if you're just going to rely on Facebook, or if you're just going to run Facebook ads or just Google ads, or I'm going to create a YouTube video, then I'm going to run an ad on YouTube to promote that video, which promotes my product. Try them all. You got to be in a lot of different places. So these tips are very simple, very easy to do. They do take time to make, but most of them don't cost anything at all for you to do. And that way you can even create a business online and promote it without having to pay for ads and spending extra money. Don't get me wrong, if you can refine and make really pinpoint precise ads on like Facebook or Google, they can be hugely beneficial, but you're putting money out. And if you're just starting a business, you may not have a big budget to do that with. So try these 7 things. If you know that anyone has actually tried these before, or if you've tried any of these 7 yourself already and it's worked, let us know in the comment section what you think. Now, those 3 videos that I mentioned about right here, check out these videos here. They're going to give you additional information on how to promote your business online with an e-commerce store. If you have any questions about how to do this, please do let us know down below. But I will see you guys on our next video.